And now, James Gravel.
In our last lesson, we began a study of the benefits of pain and suffering. For example, they can enhance our ability to pray. Just as it is a natural human inclination to turn toward a higher power for help, so too prayer is an instinctive human response to hardship. Christians, of course, should pray frequently and in all circumstances, as Paul commanded in 1 Thessalonians 5:17 when he wrote, "Pray without ceasing." However, as we struggle with pain and suffering, we learn how to pray as we've never prayed before. On one occasion after Jesus finished praying, one of his disciples said, "Lord, teach us to pray." Luke 11, verse 1. Christ's disciples probably had prayed their entire lives, yet they observed something in the intensity of Christ's prayers that caused them to realize there was more to prayer than they had realized. With Calvary looming before him, the scriptures tell us that Christ, being in agony, prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became as drops of blood falling upon the ground. Luke 22, verse 44. While we may never see our own sweat mingled with blood during prayer, knowing that God hears and responds to our prayers affords a degree of consolation that no unbeliever will ever understand or experience. Suffering also makes us more compassionate to others. There is truth in the adage, "Don't judge a man until you've walked a mile in his shoes." It is easier to comfort another if we have lain in a bed of suffering ourselves. In the book of Hebrews, the writer argued that Christ is qualified to aid those who are tempted. Why so? For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. Hebrews 2, verse 18. The song lyric, "Are you weary? Are you heavy-hearted? Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus," takes on fresh meaning in light of this passage. It has been said that the difference between sympathy and empathy is that in sympathy, one has feelings of tenderness for those who suffer, whereas in empathy, one almost is able to get inside the friend who suffers. Because the one doing the comforting has been there, done that.